Finally, it's time for sports. And I guess 100 is kind of a theme for the news portions of today's program, and that same number shook the sports world as ESPN let go of about 100 employees this week, including producers and on-air personalities. As more people watch sports online, while ESPN still pays enormous amounts of money for broadcast rights, but as the network also gotten over its skis on other matters. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us. Morning, Tom.
Hi, Scott. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back. Although I had fun, too. Not to drag politics into sports, but there's some people who believe ESPN has done just that and may have lost viewers because of it.
Yeah, there are. They say ESPN leans left, and that's driven away conservative sports fans. Conservative commentators and bloggers cite lots of coverage of Caitlyn Jenner and transgender issues, lots of coverage of Colin Kaepernick and his anthem protests, although I watched a lot of that and not all was supportive of Kaepernick.
Yeah.
ESPN also has made visible moves to promote diversity, putting more women and people of color in prominent on-air positions. ESPN's public editor named Jim Brady acknowledged in a tweet this week that politics is a small cause for ESPN's problems, but he also wrote in a column a few weeks ago, the network isn't going to stick to sports and it'll continue covering the fusion of sports and culture and politics.
I've been in the sports world for a couple of weeks, as you know, on book tour, in and out of sports studios. And I know the feeling there seems to be this is something much bigger for ESPN because it has all these long-term top-dollar broadcast rights, while more and more people are just cutting the cord and streaming sports online.
Yeah, I think there's general agreement those are the main causes. According to Nielsen data, ESPN has lost more than 10 million subscribers in the past 5 years. And at the same time, as you mentioned, ESPN is paying billions in rights fees to broadcast NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, college sports. You know, it's not certain whether the layoffs can help recoup losses or if they're more of a signal to shareholders that ESPN is taking the losses seriously and trying to streamline. Either way, Scott, the network has lost some talented journalists and you hope they find outlets to continue their great work.
I have to ask about the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Were you on?
Maybe regionally, maybe in the Midwest, maybe in Chicago with my word processor, as they say. But in any event, it's a 17-year-old pitcher out of Notre Dame High School in Sherman Oaks, California. His name is Hunter Green. And the cover says, is he baseball's LeBron or the new Babe? Now, look, I have seen video of Hunter Green. I'm excited about him. But is it wise to hang this line around the neck of a gifted young man?
A little bit of pressure, huh? Of course, LeBron James hit the cover of SI years ago with the words, the chosen one, and that worked out pretty well. You know, we are always so ready to christen the youngest as the next greatest of all time, but we need to remember greatness winning usually takes time. It's a small sample size, but I think relevant. In the NBA playoffs, 4 of the first 5 teams to win opening playoff series had older starting lineups based on the average age of the starting 5. So age matters.
Yeah. I mean, LeBron's a good example, by the way, now that he's in his 30s. Before we go, any quick, nice stories that you'd noticed in the NFL draft?
We are so NFL obsessed, Scott. Seems like every player drafted is a noteworthy story in his new city. I will pluck out one, though. Quarterback Deshaun Watson, drafted by Houston this week. When he was 11, he and his mom and his siblings moved from public housing into a Habitat for Humanity house. Now, it was presented to them by NFL player Warwick Dunn, one of the most charitably minded athletes ever. Watson was drafted 12th by Houston, same draft position Warwick Dunn went in 1997.
NPR's Tom Goldman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.